My homily today is the third in a series. On the first Sunday of Lent, I began the series, and if you missed the first two homilies, you can go online, go to our website. I have a tab there, and you can listen to my homilies, and you can also download a worksheet for each of the Sundays. There'll be one for today as well. And the worksheets are there simply to kind of help you focus on what I talk about in my homilies. But let me give you just a little update on what I've been talking about. On the first week, I talked about the sense that many people have that we're out of control. It's kind of like our lives have been taken away from us because of COVID. And people are upset, they're nervous, etc. In fact, we do have a sphere of influence that we can control and we can take back our lives. How? By setting priorities. That's the major idea from the first homily. Priorities. What are our priorities? We set them and we follow through on them, and we're taking back our lives. We're deciding what is important, what we're going to do. We follow through on it. And Jesus, in that first Sunday of Lent, really showed us what his priorities were. If you remember, he went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights to be with his Father. That's a priority, and he lived it. He acted upon it, 40 days. And then, when he came out of the desert, he continued to do the will of the Father, and he started preaching, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." We know what his priority was. He showed it to us. In the second homily, I talked about identity. What is our identity? In what or in whom is our identity rooted or anchored? Again, if we look at Jesus, we know very clearly what his identity was and in whom his identity was rooted. It was the Father. Last week, we had the story of the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor. He takes Peter, James, and John to the mountain, and while they're on the mountain, the Father says of Jesus, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Very clear, that's his identity. Jesus is the beloved Son of God. And we, as baptized Christians, we too, believe it or not, are the beloved adopted sons and daughters of God. There's our identity. We don't have to go looking for it. God gives it to us. And then just with like our priorities, with my identity, do I live my identity as a child of God? Do I live it? No matter what the cost is, do I live it? And just like Jesus, we will run into opposition. But just like Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit in our lives so that we can fulfill our priorities, so that we can live our identity in Jesus Christ. So the Holy Spirit is giving all of us all sorts of gifts. And one of the things you don't really hear about, and yet it's very much in Scripture and in the history of the church, every one of us has been given one, two, three, perhaps charisms, that is specific gifts which we are called to discover and use so that we can live out the priorities we have from God and live out our identity. So you might ask yourself, what are my charisms? Read them in Scripture. If you think you have one, try it out. But the Holy Spirit's giving us all these wonderful gifts so that we can live our identity as children of God. Now, this week, the word is listen. Listen. We have to listen if we want to know what God is constantly saying to us and what he's calling us to do. And certainly in the world today, that's very hard to do. We have all this information being thrown upon us, information we don't need, we can't use. It may rile us up. It distracts us. We can't focus on God. And yet we keep going to our iPads and our phones and computers, spending, well, I'll speak for myself, spending a lot of time, wasting time. And I'm certainly not listening to God. And yet I'm called to listen because that's what good children of God do. Is my identity as a child of God, I got to listen to the Father. I've got to listen to him. If I don't listen to him, I'm not going to have this relationship with him, and I'm not going to be able to fulfill the priorities I have as a Christian. So I've got to listen. And outstanding in Scripture, the Old Testament, and here is a quote which hopefully you will memorize right now and perhaps even use it before you enter into prayer. It comes from the first book of Samuel, and it's about Samuel, the great prophet of the Old Testament. He was a boy, and he kept hearing this voice saying, "Samuel, Samuel." And the prophet he was working with said, "Okay, the next time you hear this voice, say to this voice, speak, your servant is listening. Speak, your servant is listening." That's a great way to begin prayer, don't you think? To sit down, no matter what we're going to do, and say, "Lord, speak. I'm listening." But Samuel listened, and he was a great prophet, one of the great prophets of the Old Testament. But it's the same for us. We've got to listen. We've got to listen. And the Old and New Testament is full of stories of people who maybe heard but didn't listen. They didn't follow through. So the first story we have today is from Exodus. And Moses is giving all the people all these rules and regulations and commandments and laws, not to stifle them, but to protect them. Protect them from themselves, from their own stupidity. That's what the law is about, to protect us, to guide us, so we don't get into trouble. But as we know, again and again and again, the Israelites in the desert said no, or they complained, or they regretted that they came out of Egypt. They weren't listening. They may have heard what Moses said, but they weren't listening. They weren't taking it into their hearts and dealing with it. And then the story from the gospel today, we have all these money changers in the temple where clearly they didn't listen to the prophets, because there they are, they're making money in the house of God. They didn't listen either. And yet they had the psalm that we heard today, "God, you have the words of everlasting life. You, God, have the words of everlasting life." I think we need to listen to that. We need to listen. And the download worksheet for all these different priorities has two or three scripture quotes. And, you know, I invite you maybe to memorize one or two of them as a reminder for yourself of what your priority is, of what your identity is, and how God calls you to listen so that you can fulfill those priorities and fulfill the identity that you have as a baptized son and daughter of God. Takes work, obviously. If you want to learn a trade, you got to work at it, you got to study, you got to listen, you got to practice it. Why should it be different in our own faith? But we have everything we need in order to really flourish as Christians. We know that we can set our priorities no matter what's going on in the world. Maybe we'll have COVID-20, 21, 22. Hopefully we'll say, "Oh, that's fine. I know what I'm supposed to do. I got my priorities, and I'm going to follow them." And then we'll also know, no matter what's happening, I'm a child of God. Can you imagine starting a cocktail hour by saying to people, "Hey, everybody, I'm a child of God"? Be interesting to see what the conversation would be. But what a great conversation started. But that's our identity. And then, of course, again, if we want to grow in our faith, we've got to keep listening. Turn off the TV, turn off the computer, just take some time. I'm not suggesting 40 days, 40 nights in the desert, but even a few minutes of quiet. Because God speaks to us in the quiet, in the silence, in the beauty of nature. We don't really have to say anything. But the Word of God is always there in Scripture. We're hearing it now. We're celebrating God's presence right now. God will get through to us if we allow Him to get through to us. Not just at designated times of the day, but 24/7. So, like Samuel, who said, "Speak, your servant is listening," we're called to do that too, because just like Samuel, we're called to be prophets. We're baptized to be prophets. So if Samuel needed to do that, if John the Baptist needed to do that, if Peter and Paul needed to do that, then we have to follow in their footsteps and listen. So we know we have priorities to set down, to make sure that they're always in front of us, so that when people look at us and see what we're doing, they're going to say, "That's important to them." And hopefully it's a good thing that's important, because that's what we want to teach people. Hopefully people will also see and hear in some way that our identity is rooted in God the Father, We are his children. And finally, we have to practice listening, which is prayer. It's really nothing but prayer. But listening to the one who loves us, listening to the one who has the words of eternal life, to listen to the one who is constantly pursuing us, wooing us, so that we can be stronger in our relationship with him. So as you go forth today, think about where you are in the midst of all these upheavals in the world, especially COVID. I know we're all tired of it. But nonetheless, as Christians, we know what we can do. We know what we've been empowered to do. And so it's up to us to actually do it, to practice it, to get better at it, so that we can be known as the children of God who always keep God in our hearts and our minds and always do his will.